It was the middle watch, a fair moonlight. The seamen were standing in a cordon, extending from one of the freshwater butts in the waist to the scuttlebutt near the taffrail. In this manner they passed the buckets to fill the scuttlebutt. Standing, for the most part, on the hallowed precincts of the quarterdeck, they were careful not to speak or rustle their feet. From hand to hand the buckets went in the deepest silence, only broken by the occasional flap of a sail and the steady hum of the unceasingly advancing keel. It was in the midst of this repose that Archie, one of the cordon, whose post was near the after hatches, whispered to his neighbor, a cholo, the words above.
"Hist! Did you hear that noise, Cabaco?"
"Take the bucket, will ye, Archie? What noise do you mean?"
"There it is again, under the hatches. Don't you hear it? Cough. It sounded like a cough."
"Cough be damned. Pass along that return bucket."
"There it is again. There it is. It sounds like two or three sleepers turning over now."
"Caramba. Have done, shipmate, will you? It's the three soaked biscuits ye eat for supper turning over inside of ye, nothing else. Luck to the bucket."
"Say what you will, shipmate. I've sharp ears."
"Aye, you're the chap, ain't ye, that heard the hum of the old Quakeress's knitting needles 50 miles at sea from Nantucket. You're the chap."
"Grin away. We'll see what turns up. Hark ye, Cabaco. There is somebody down in the afterhold that has not yet been seen on deck, and I suspect our old mogul knows something of it, too. I heard Stubb tell Flask one morning watch that there was something of that sort in the wind."
"Tish, the bucket!"